Well, I think it's very clear and stark, listening to the island community and seeing it at first hand, that the islands have not had the proper investment, not had the proper strategic planning over many decades now. We can see that in terms of population decline. We can see that in terms of infrastructure that is not up to standard, whether it's looking at your roads or access piers, or indeed some issues in relation to access from the mainland onto the islands. And what the motion last night before the Dáil, which will get majority approval despite the government's effort, it calls for is for a strategic plan for the islands, for an action plan and for agencies to work with the island communities, communities that are working day in, day out to improve the lot of their islands, their communities, to make sure that young people see the island is a place to raise their children and have a future. But those islands need supporting hands. They need additional help. And unfortunately, what the government has been doing in some cases has been preventing that. And a clear example of that is 2 years ago when myself and Deputy Martin Kenny introduced legislation to introduce specific fishing rights for island communities through a heritage license. Despite winning Dáil approval, the government has used a blocking measure to block that because it would say it would cost too much money, because they would have to post the licenses out to the fishermen, and the cost of that postage, which would only amount to a couple of euro, was enough for them to be able to prevent the bill from progressing through the Dáil.
We see that the three initiative working in conjunction with Arranmore Island does seem to be working well. Is that something that you'd like to see rolled out on other islands on top of improving other services, as you mentioned before?
I think that's a good example in Arranmore, where you have a community working together with an agency to actually bring vibrancy, to bring options and alternatives through education, through businesses, to the island community. And you know, we're no longer with the broadband availability. It doesn't matter where you're located, whether you're in the heart of the city centre or whether you're out in Lake Garrow in Arranmore, you can develop a company, you can develop industry, you can be a world leader when you have those type of connections. We need to make sure that that is spread out right across the place. But it's also, you know, people on the island also want other options. They want to make sure that they have recreational, educational, health options, that meets the needs of them, their families, their children. And it's important that we have a diversity of different options for them. Now, we've heard, unfortunately, many promises over the past number of years in relation to island communities. We've heard promises, for example, that infrastructure in Maharorti that would serve as Tory would have been completed by next year. That's not going to happen. The new boat for Tory was supposed to be completed, and it was announced in 2017. It would take 18 months for it to happen. That's not happened either. So what we need is, you know, there are good, vibrant communities. There's good organisations in the Cork Commons there on the islands that are working there, but the state agencies need to work with them. But there's also another part, which is the islands that have been deserted. And as I said yesterday in the Dáil chamber, you know, the islands can't be something that divides the Dáil. What we need to put aside are political differences. We need to recognise that the island and the island communities are one of the national treasures that this state has. They have a cultural and linguistic heritage that is second to none. They're a place apart. They're unique, and they're a huge offering in terms of urban tourist potential. So what we need to do is grab that potential with both hands, work with the communities, get all the state agencies together, produce a plan, produce a time frame with actions that are agreed with the local communities, and let's deliver it. And that's what yesterday's motion was about, that Sinn Féin are very, very happy to support.